Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by In the Bag Corporate Cuisine for delivered meals with flair. InTheBag-Lunches.com. Bindery One Printing Solutions for Business, BindaryOne.com. And Remax Real Estate Concepts with offices throughout the Des Moines Metro. That's HomeConnect.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. We're grateful, as always, that you're here with us. Thanks so very much. And by the way, you want to contact us? It's at IOB underscore News Hour on Twitter. That's at IOB underscore News Hour. You know, we don't do politics on the News Hour. This is a business broadcast. We like to look at the economy of things, the economy of jobs and of growth and economic development things. And that's why this story really struck us. You know, not long ago, Iowa was ranked as the sixth most bike-friendly state in the nation, the sixth most bike-friendly state. However, in recent years, we've fallen to the 25th position. Why is that? We'll get to that in just a moment, but first, some background. According to a 2012 study, bicycling in Iowa accounts for roughly $365 million in direct and indirect economic benefits to the state of Iowa. That's equivalent, obviously, to $1 million per day spent for cycling. The study, accomplished by the University of Northern Iowa Sustainable Tourism and Environmental Program, took a look at health issues, and they also concluded that bicycling saves the state of Iowa $74 million in health care costs for those who cycle recreationally, and another $13 million in health care costs is saved by those who commute to work by using a bicycle. So you would think that an activity that puts millions of dollars into the Iowa economy and saves millions of dollars in health care costs might be taken seriously. Yet last week in Calhoun County, in the rendering of a decision in a car bike crash that ended the life of cyclist Sean Gosh, who was a financial officer with an Iowa hospital, the decision of that court was that the penalty for killing Mr. Gosh would be the maximum allowed by the state of Iowa, about $1,500. Now, our friend from the Des Moines Register, Kyle Munson, noted that in the past decade, in the past 10 years, at least 60 Iowa bicyclists have been killed in car crashes. At the same time, advocacy groups such as the Iowa Bicycle Coalition have attempted to push through some sort of protection for cyclists who have the same rights to the road as tractors, semis, and your family SUV. Just 3 years ago, Iowa ranked number 6 in the League of American Bicyclists' annual bike-friendly state list, but has since dropped to 25th position. Why? Well, perhaps because other states, other than Iowa, have gotten more ambitious in their legislation to help protect the vulnerable. Half the states now have safe passing laws, which define specific buffer zones for bicyclists of at least 3 feet. In other words, you've got to be 3 feet away from the bicyclist when you pass. Wisconsin, for crying out loud, in 1973 became the first state to pass such a law. California's 3-foot law took effect just last month. Iowa lawmakers in recent years have tried to pass laws to specify a 5 or a 3-foot buffer zone for bicyclists. Instead, the $1,000 fine was passed in 2006, and many groups have come out to oppose the legislation of any kind of change to the 3-foot limit. Meanwhile, Oregon hiked its fine for motorists who hit vulnerable users, those would be bicyclists, to $12,500. So, the economic, not the political, but the economic question is this. If there is an industry that pumps millions of dollars a day into the economy and reduces health care costs by the millions each year, one would think, you would think, that the Iowa legislature might get serious about what is clearly a problem for Iowa and begin to take steps to protect its cyclists. Then, perhaps, once again, Iowa might become bicycle friendly. Your thoughts, we always hope that you engage us. You can reach us at IOB underscore NewsHour on Twitter. That's at IOB underscore NewsHour on Twitter. In other news, we've...